Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and I want to tell you, I've been looking forward to this segment for a few days when I knew that Sally Harris was going to come in. Now, I got to tell you, some of you are grown up in this area, and you know who I'm talking about, especially if you're in South Tampa. And by the way, if you do remember the Circle C Academy, you just get your pencil out. We got a big reunion coming up on the 28th. Now, I want you to know that Sally and I go back decades. Probably, I know we were on the original forming board of Leadership Hillsboro in 1989. That goes way back. And let me tell you what, she's one of my favorite people. But let me give you a little bit more of an introduction if you haven't had a chance to meet her. She's known to hundreds of Tampa children, and I'm not exaggerating about that. Between children and families, she's known as Miss Sally for her living, attention, and educational initiatives. She's the owner of Circle C Ranch Academy and so much more. She herself was raised in South Tampa and began her career at the young age of 16 when she went to Robinson High School. That's right, the Knights. And she was working at the Tampa Post Office Federal Credit Union. Now, today, she is a nationally recognized child care provider, as well as an educator and speaker addressing issues from early childhood education, special needs programming, and marriage enrichment. And not only that, she's recognized widely for her ability to find the best in any person and help them foster success. I mean, she is a real encourager. And she took her expertise to the Hillsborough County School Board for 4 years, and she served in 2018 to 2019, was chair. And by the way, this is not a small school board right here. It's the eighth largest in the nation. And while on the board, she helped influence the savings of $9 million in energy by making changes in our schools on energy. And we'll talk about more of that. I'm going to have a chance to visit with her more at a future date. But she also worked closely with MacDill Air Force Base to make the enrollment process easier, seamless for active military. But today, we're going to talk about an iconic piece of real estate in South Tampa, and we're talking about the Circle C Ranch and Academy, and I just wanted to give honor to whom honor is due. That was a long introduction, but it is great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I was excited also to be able to come and share some of the excitement from Circle C.
Well, you've always been a humble person, but this is a big deal. This is a lot of years. And it's funny because earlier today I was thinking, it's the 40th anniversary, right? Kind of,
yes. It's 38 years that we were incorporated, and we ran the school and the camp 2 years prior to incorporating. So basically 40 years. Mm. That's why we decided to do it this year with the 2020.
And I was thinking, how many people, how many kids who are now adults. Do you have any idea what the total aggregate is of the kids that's come through there now are adults?
Well, yes, I do. I would love for some mathematician to try to figure it out. But I've been in business, let's just say, for 40 years. We have run over 200 children through on a yearly basis. And in the summer, because we have 10 weeks, we can run 200 every week, but different children. So if you multiply that out by the 40 years, I would say that number would be in the thousands of children that have been in some way influenced by their life at Circle C Ranch.
Now, that's what I call – now, I Circle C, and I think C for consistency, but that's really not where we're going to go because you had a reason behind the name Circle C Ranch. Where'd that come from?
Yes, I did. When you try to pick a name for a business, you think of all the reasons why. And, of course, everybody wanted to be back in the phone book directory time at the beginning of the phone book. But Circle C stands for circling children with love. So that's where the circle came from, is that we circle our children with love. And I wanted to be able to develop a child care center where instead of crying when the parents dropped them off, that they would cry when the parents picked them up. And I will sit in my office and laugh at the parents trying to get their kids to leave. And they're saying, come on, we have to go home. And the kids are going, no, give me five more minutes. It's awesome.
Mm. Now, we go back that 38 or 40 years and then today, what's different from then and today? Anything?
There's a lot of difference in the time period. In the beginning, it was fun to play outside. It was dirt, and there was not such an influence on inside time, TV time, computer time.
Amen.
And what I've been able to do at Circle C, which is probably the reason that it's been so successful, is I've been able to hang on to that outdoor time. Children at Circle C do get to play outside. They climb fences. They can climb a tree as tall as the teacher is. There is lots of outdoor activity going on. There's horses. In the summer, there's other animals to be able to be around, rabbits, chickens, goats. It's just a fun environment for the kids.
Mm. Now, talk about the animals, because you really wanted to have that. You didn't want to have this urban, typical child care, even way back when, and I think that's the legacy today. You wanted it to be outdoorsy. You wanted to bring the country to the Circle
City.
C.
That's
Talk
right.
about that.
Country to the city. That was my actual byline. And it was funny because 40 years ago, I was not a horse girl. So I have now learned not only to ride the horses, but corral them and take care of them. But I wanted to be able for children to have a different way of learning. And I wanted the animals to be a part of that, because animals, we know, with people having, you know, animals as their support system now, the importance of having mental health and having an animal. Well, think about it. 40 years ago, before that was cool, Circle C was doing it. And the animals were a part of that. And when we used to have a strong special needs area to our school, those horses were taking care of those children at that point in time. Horses are the best animal to have around a special needs child.
Mm. And that was so before its time.
Yes, it
was. Because today, it's a very talked about element of how to work with some of these kids that have those needs. And, of course, we're talking about the Circle C Ranch Academy. Again, I just tell you, it's one of the iconic locations in South Tampa for so many folks, 38 to 40 years. And Sally Harris, who is the founder and just absolutely has kept the dream alive. You know, I can remember times back where someone will say, Sally Harris, and the deal was, you know, Circle C? Yeah, Circle. Oh, that's Sally Harris. And so I want to tell you, so many folks, and why I wanted to mention that on the air, because a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of names out there, you know, Sally Circle. Oh, yeah, I know Sally. And so that's what was, that was something that I remember oftentimes in the past. Now, a parent may be listening this afternoon. Of course, we've got this great reunion coming up on March 28th, and get your pencil ready. I'm going to let Sally tell you all about that. But today, your vision for those youngsters who had come to Circle C, how would you put that in just a few words?
First of all, we have such an emphasis on testing in the public school system, and a lot of that testing has directions, five-step directions. On a horse, you learn to hold the reins, you learn to put your heels down, you learn to sit up straight, and then we add like a blue bean bag that has the letter 5 or a letter L on it, a number 5. And so what we will tell the child is hold the reins, put the bean bag, the red 5 in the mailbox. And so they will do that. And the kids are doing that at the age of 1 year old, okay? And they do it from 1, 2, 3 to 4. By the time they get to kindergarten, they have learned 5-step directions. They have learned to be able to process the directions. So when they take that test for the first time in kindergarten or third grade and they've been to our school, they know how to do the 5-step direction without any problems. So that's how that has helped them tremendously.
Mm. Now, what about the parents? What is the benefit for the parents? Because with some of the kids you work with, and, of course, I'm an adoptive father out of foster care, and so I've been down some of the road of some of those similar parents. From a parent's perspective, as they see their child interacting there at the Circle C, tell us a little bit about what's in it for them as far as seeing their child develop?
Well, it's really fascinating because a parent will come to us with a one-year-old. I love to use those one-year-olds as my example, because how often do you see a one-year-old sitting around a table being able to feed themselves and be very self-reliant? And what happens once a child comes to us and they start developing self-regulation themselves, the parents are in shock. They can't believe how fast the growth level begins once they've been exposed to our facility. We have larger playgrounds than most child care centers. We have a larger area for the children. They get to make a little bit of decisions early on in, like, where they want to go, how they want to play. They play in centers. They get to make all those directions. So what happens, the learning process becomes a faster process, and by the end of the first year, the parents can't believe the progress their child has made.
Now, I want to switch for just a moment, and we'll give you the phone number, and I'll have Sally give you the phone number and address in just a moment. But we've got this reunion coming up on March 28th. Tell us about that.
Well, everybody's been asking me different questions about, you know, how long I'm going to stay in business and what have you. And, you know, it's like we need to bring back some of those kids that have been successful. Mm-hmm. I have right now one of our children has just been nominated to West Point and the Navy Academy and is valedictorian of their school. Mm-hmm. And I want to share that with other people. So we're trying to ask all of the children and families that have been experienced Circle C at some point in their life to come back on March 28th from 1 to 3 and just visit. Just come and see the difference, see what's changed. And then we're going to have a little program about 20 minutes long where the kids can actually do a testimonial on the successes and how they changed over the years from their time at Circle C to where they are. Some of them are very successful adults now. Some are just starting their futures.
Mm. Now, the veterans of the Circle C Ranch and Academy, they know where you're at, but if someone's interested in finding out more, tell us how we get to the Circle C there in South Tampa. Give us the telephone number, the email. We got about a minute left so folks can contact you.
Okay, it's Circle C Ranch Academy at 6204 Interbay Boulevard. It's straight down Del Mabry to the last light before you go into MacDill Air Force Base. Take a left, 3/4 mile. And the event is March 28th, 1 to 3 o'clock. And the phone number is 813-831-8429.
Give us that again.
813-831-8429.
Too tricky for me. Email address. Do you receive emails as well, just inquiries?
Yes, we do. It's administration@circlecranchacademy.com.
One more time.
administration@circlecranchacademy.com.
Well, let me tell you, if you haven't met Sally Harris, I hope you do, because she's one of those people that you might not see for a while. When you do, you just have a smile on your face. And so remember, March 28th is a reunion. And if you've got a youngster that could benefit, hey, check out the Circle C Ranch Academy. Sally Harris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
More of the Bill Buckley Show coming up in a moment. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.